That's a call in.
Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody know God's good. Is you not ashamed? Tell somebody. You know, I want you to go ahead and pick up your telephone and say that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ever ask of him. Now, if you believe that, go ahead and wave your hand, because Jesus will make a way. If you believe that, come on, go with me. Listen. Sometimes in this old life, everything you do may not turn out right. Don't you worry, don't go astray. I know somebody.
I'm your boy, I'm your host. We are in the house. Happy Saturday evening. We are live here at Studio A here in beautiful Metro West Florida. 6000 Metro West Boulevard right here in beautiful Orlando, Florida. I want to welcome all our listeners in. I want to say hey to everybody. Hopefully you had an amazing day. You ain't let nobody steal your joy or pick up almond joy on your behalf. But we got an amazing show lined up for you tonight. I want you to sit back, relax. I got some amazing guests that's going to be hanging out with us tonight. With that being said, I want to just say, hey, what up, what up, what up, Orlando? We in the house. I got my beautiful wife in the house with me tonight. What's happening?
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing out there?
Wait a minute. How we doing out here? Go ahead and tell them what up. We live in Orlando.
Just excited about being here on the air and reaching millions and millions of listeners. I hope you guys are having a wonderful Saturday out there. Stay tuned. There's some great things are happening, and we're just really, really excited. And turn it back to Greg, and he's just going to let you know what is going on.
Well, listen, I know it's a very sentimental weekend for you because, you know, we lost my father-in-law, which is and we're going to leave some balloons or something tonight or later. Tell us a little bit about that. You know, I know he's facing some people out there that are living in their mother or father and lost somebody in their life. You should have more to do with that situation. So I want to let people know that being hard and, you know, and so married with people, learn how to just know that it is life. And with that said, baby, I don't know how you feel. I know. Some things are popping off, you know, a little bit of the situation. So, what's going on? If someone has a lot of problems out there, you know, what would be some words of encouragement as we get ready to celebrate the life of my, you know, your dad and my father?
Wow. The only thing, I mean, I can only speak on my behalf and my experience of losing my dad, Mr. Leonard Watmore Sr., at the age of 85. My dad, I was a daddy's girl, and my dad always been there for me, and to lose him was just really was earth-shaking to me. But what got me through and what's bringing me through, because I'm never going to get over it, but I'm going through. You know, with my faith and, you know, in the Lord, and he just helped me to understand that he is my Heavenly Father, he is my source, and he's there when no one else is there. And, I mean, I had to really lean in on that. And also got mad with God about it, but that's okay, because, you know, if you're in your Bibles, in the book of Job, where he explains how, you know, Job was having a pity-patty party, he lost all his children, he lost his wealth, he lost everything. But one thing he did not do, he did not leave his relationship and his love for the Heavenly Father. And then once all of his trauma, his season and everything was over with, God replenished him and gave him many, many more things. And we read about it in the book of Job. And so those were some very encouraging scriptures and things that I listened to and just, you know, fell on.
Hey, y'all, I'm glad I was able to hear some positive, because there's so much negativity going on. I mean, we need some positive energy. But that being said, y'all, I want to go ahead and bring on this is going to be our chief marketing director of he's in that hospital. Who's that?
Hey, how's it going, Greg?
How you doing, man?
Not too bad. Glad to be here tonight. Well, so I've been in sales for quite some time. Marketing's kind of my specialty. I've done a little bit of everything, search engine marketing, social media marketing, vacation sales, so on and so forth, and just looking to expand my horizons on all of that and take it to the next level. I've also been playing music since I'm four, though, so I did start learning piano, classical Suzuki training, and then I progressed into percussion, so I played xylophone, and symphony, and drums, and all kinds of stuff like that, and from there I learned how to produce music, so I started making beats and stuff like that, and that's where I'm at now, so lots of stuff to work with.
Well, I want y'all to know, we picked up an opportunity And we met, and I'm just so elated to have such an amazing individual to be a part of this movement, because this is a movement, and everybody can't get it. Everybody get mad because they can't do certain things because the brother did it and the cousin did it. And they can't do it, but you do what God has called you to do so that you can be free in everything that you got going on. Adams, I'm going to put a pin in it right there, and then I'm going to go ahead and bring your partner in. He in the house. He's all the way from, I don't know what city and state he's from, but he's hanging out with us here live in studio. We just opened our new office, y'all. Here in Orlando. Ain't that, let's clap that up. Wait a minute. We live in here. Live, all the way live. So with that being said, what's happening, brother?
Hey, so I'm actually Alex's cousin. My name's Matt. I'm 25 years old. We're both out of Sanford, Florida. I'm just kind of here along for the ride at this point, seeing what's going on. This is the first time I've met all of you guys aside from my cousin, obviously, so I must say it's nice to meet you. What a beautiful facility you have here, and I'm excited to see what opportunities you guys have to offer here. It seems like it's really quite the host for facility, or host for success, I should say. And it looks like we have someone walking up here. No. All right.
Well, I do know, first of all, I got a red suit on because it's the blood of Jesus that kept me. I didn't did it all so dope, did all of that, but God brought me through it. He had me to work 3 jobs, get a wife, and live, you know, because so many people think that there's no hope. But there's hope for the believer. That's why we're ready to launch our new TV channel. I forgot to tell y'all about that. TGS, the Believers Network, coming. We'll be available in 172 million households, along with East Coast, West Coast TV. So, if you're looking for the platform, if you're a singer, dancer, rapper, and you got a positive message in your music, we would love to put you on the big screen. You know what I mean? Not in religion, but in a relationship, knowing that all things work together for your good. We got a brand new movie coming out, y'all, called In the Pastor's Study. Get ready. It's coming by Christmas. In the Pastor's Study, not only is it a movie, it's a stage play, it's a TV series, and it's also a movie. We got a brand new movie, Full Time Pippin. You can watch it on Tubi right now. I'm featured in it. It's called Full Time Pimpin, and executive producer is Ernest Faust, JR, who will be launching his new show on TGS Network. He's available in like 3 million households right now. It's called The EFJ Show. Just let's talk about it. It's going to be live here in Orlando. Now, of course, everybody want to come to Orlando. Everybody want to come for Disney. But we just got to come to Disney because we got Alex here. We got Sam. Matt. I like Matt. That's a powerful name. Matt. Matt ain't no plat. It's a mat. And I got my beautiful wife here. She's going with her new TV. She got a new radio show, TV show coming on too called The Little Shell Show, where she's going to be talking to the ladies. Ladies! Are the ladies out there? I don't know. Alex, come on, man. Let's have a great conversation. What do you think about the new situation up ahead?
Well, first off, I love The Office. I mean, this is definitely the host for success, like Matt said. And I'm excited to see the movies coming out, especially the TV show, but more so just, you know, helping creativity succeed, you know, just getting people out there, dancers, singers, songwriters, rappers, whatever the case may be. We'd like to get you out there.
Alabama, we coming. We coming next weekend, homecoming weekend. They say it's a homecoming, not a homegoing. It's a homecoming weekend, and we coming with the Greg Shell Show live, and we going to be selling fish, crab, and shrimp, and going to have, hopefully, Alex, you going to come hang out with us?
I'd like to.
Yeah, we're going to. They think about some water. But it's the field trial capital of the world. And they're expecting like 6,000-7,000 people. And I hadn't seen some classmates that senators and doctors and lawyers and all that stuff. I hadn't seen them in years. So Union Spring, if you're listening in, we are coming. And we want to let you know we got Alex, I want to do something. Since you're the new marketing director and I know you really don't know what we going to do, but I want to do what we call the $25 pitch for 3 minutes. You can get your business pitch for $25. Now, if you ain't got $25, don't call us, right? But $25, where do they do that on radio? Where you can say your company name, say your phone number, and your web address. You like that?
Sounds good to me.
$5 where you can get a commercial for a dollar. So for $15, you get 15 seconds. For $20, you get 20 seconds. Exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show, we are live here in Metro West, Orlando, Florida. Of course, it's the timber month, timber means. I mean, the tree getting ready to fall. Right? Somebody that lost some teeth, lost some hair, lost their mind, but don't leave teeth. Don't lose them. Because he the one going to get you through your situation. Because every time you get in your own feelings, you're going to lose. But when you say to lose your life, it's gain. Who believe that? Alex, I wanted to say
somebody that.
That it was only God. And with you being a musician, you know, we're getting ready to go on tour. I'm ready to go on tour. I've been off the air for 11 years, learning the business. So what would be some words of encouragement that you would instill to someone that's trying to make it? And you know, they're talking about shutting down the government. And I just want to explain and let the world know, the government ain't your source. God's your source. He's the one who controls the government, right? So at the end of the day, what would be some words of encouragement that you would instill to someone that's listening right now?
I would say just never give up. You know, just keep on moving forward. At the end of the day, don't give up just because something throws you off. You know, one door closes, another one opens. Sometimes things change, and it's redirection. It's not, you know, time to give up. So you just got to continue, hold on to faith. As long as you stay faithful, everything works out.
Yeah, that sounds like the words of a person where I got a whole lot of wisdom. Now, Sam, what would be your, I don't know why I want to call you Sam. You ain't no Sam. You Matt. So, Matt,
what would be the words of encouragement you would instill to somebody? Yeah. You know, you say you're 25?
Yes, sir.
Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to have some young buds with me. And I'm getting old. I'm not old.
No, never. It's seasoned. I like that.
Seasoned. I'm seasoned like some chicken.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
You know, I love watermelon and chicken,
right? Oh, man.
I'm for real. But my daughter don't like watermelon. She don't like watermelon, but what would be the words of encouragement?
I mean, everything that Alex said, I mean, you know, follow your heart. Don't just because someone says not to do something, don't listen to what they say. If your heart says to do it, do it. I mean, the passion is what drives success. I mean, at least for me anyway, passion is what drives success. A little background on myself, I've been in the cars my entire life. When I was like 3 years old walking around the apartment complex,
yeah.
I was telling my mom, oh, that's a Pontiac, that's a Cadillac, that's a Toyota. And she was like, how do you know all that? You know, and now I grew up, I went to technical college for automotive. I'm an ASC master certified technician. I work in the insurance field now. So it's definitely, you know, just follow your dreams, follow your heart. Just because someone says not to, don't take that as God's word or anything like that. You got to listen to what comes from within.
So what do you think about the grandkids
thus far? Oh, I mean, it seems like a great message so far. Definitely just positivity all around. I mean, it's great message, great atmosphere, great people. It seems like just a great time.
Well, let me say this. This is our first time coming back out. I've been on a hiatus. We're going to have live music.
Alex, you going to help me get my playlist together?
Yeah, we got to figure something out. We got to put something together.
Yeah,
yeah, I already got some artists.
They've been good. One thing about our show is we're not going to be just highlighting all the artists that's already out there. We're going to highlight local artists, independent artists that don't get an opportunity to showcase. But you got to sow a seed. If you don't sow a seed, you can't get an artist, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So we are looking for the next big whoop-de-whoop because we're getting ready to launch the Greg Shell television show. I didn't tell you that. The Greg Shell television show. Getting ready to come live from Studio A here in beautiful Orlando, Florida, Metro West 6000, Metro West Boulevard, Orlando, Florida, Suite 200. Y'all like the suite?
I like the suite.
Beautiful suite.
You like the suite?
I love the suite.
Tell me something about the suite. I want to hear a whole song about the suite.
That's his department.
Oh, we like the suite.
We like this.
Yeah. So, those that are listening, you know, when people put you down, thank them. Because your haters are your elevators and your motivators. It can be your mama, daddy, cousin, sister, brother, Ray Ray across the street. Who else? Just know when every opposition comes against you that you had for great. You're great in the kingdom of God. And the kingdom is not a religion. It's a relationship. You know when people good and when people bad. You know right and wrong. And when it happens, don't stick yourself in the eye with a pen. Just say, Lord, thank you for bringing me through another situation. Sam, I wanted to tell you as the Lord leads, I told me to tell you that you about to run some show nothing. I love you, Spirit. Alex, this ain't Alex Trebek, me. This is Alex Boosie. Yeah, Matt. Matt. Go ahead. Y'all stay on the line. Wait a minute, baby. Go ahead. You all in this conversation. You go ahead on and talk about what you got going on, because we getting ready to get it in with our new cooking show called Cooking in the Kitchen with Greg and Little Shit. You ready for that? Because he's the meat.
I have to revamp everything because just not too long ago, I've been in a little over a month, I would say, on this journey. And I'm not going to even call it vegan. I'm just going to say it's plant-based. And it's just, I'm eating now to live, not living to eat. Just reverse that around. I've watched certain documentaries and things like that, and I've watched one particular one, and I'm not going to say the name of it, but my daughter got me to watch it. She's been trying to get me to watch it for over 2 years now. So finally she got me to watch it, like, last month, this particular documentary. And I was just, like, cold turkey from there. But I was tired and been sick and tired. I've been sick and tired of being sick and just, you know, not having the vitality and everything that I used to have. Of course, you're never going to get it all the way back like when you were a teenager or anything like that. But you can, you know, get your energy back and everything and not feeling so sick and all drowsy all the time and everything. So I decided to eat right And now I'm learning. I'm new. I'm learning. I don't eat any meat anymore. It's a wonderful journey. The food is starting to taste real good because my palate is adjusted to stuff that I normally wouldn't eat. And I'm loving it. I'm getting all my vegetables and fruits in, the green leafy vegetables. I'm learning, like, nutrition, different things, and how to make different things, how to make sweet things. And I'm just really, really excited about this journey. I'm trying to get my husband to do it because all that God has called him to do here, you have to be sick. And remember that our body is a temple of God. It truly don't belong to us. And so we put junk in it, junk's going to come out of it. But if we put good in it, good is going to come out of it. We want to be all that we can be. In order to do that, we need to start with self and do it right with our bodies.
Well, y'all heard it first right here. I'm really excited that God has given us an opportunity. This has been so exciting. I just want to encourage somebody. Never give up on your dream. A book can look like it can look amazing on the cover and just anybody. There's no real. Then the book can look bad, but the content is amazing on the inside. So I want to encourage somebody tonight, as we get ready to close, stay from around negative people. Be all who God has called you to be. I hear the Marines say, be all you can be in the Marines. Be all you can be in the kingdom of God. And know who you are and who you belong to. Because there is a heaven and a hell, whether you want to believe it or not. It's real. And we want to see the best potential come out of you. If you're a singer, dancer, rapper, you've been trying to get in the movies, if you've been trying to get in fashion, if you've been trying to get your product to the next level, call us, you know. You know, we want to help you. Right, Alex?
Absolutely. That's what we're here to do. You know, reach right out to us, and we'll make it work for you, whatever the budget may be, wherever you're at, you know, whatever level of guidance you need, feel free to reach out, and let's get the show on the road. You got to start somewhere.
And we want to let y'all know, if you are a victim of timeshare, we would love to help assist you in getting out of that timeshare massacre. But then you're going to always have a maintenance fee. You know, you ain't going to get rid of them. So come to Timeshare by Owner. You can visit us online at timesharebyowner.com. Call Alex or Greg, right? And we're going to help assist you in your situation to the next level. Y'all, we're getting ready to close out. It's been an amazing evening, and I want to thank Alex and Brother Matt hanging out with us tonight. Y'all got any closing remarks?
Well, it was just a pleasure to be here, Greg. Thank you for having both of us, and look forward to great things on the horizon.
Well, Greg, I don't know. We about to open up a container, baby. Y'all heard of containers? Container homes. You ever heard of container homes?
You talking like the shipping containers?
Yeah, they got container homes. We get ready to put some container homes.
That sounds right up my alley, man. I've been talking about wanting to start a real estate portfolio.
Yeah, on the level of land in Alabama, we going to put a container on
container. That sounds like an amazing idea, man. I'm, like I said, like real estate is something that I want.
Also, to RVs. We're going to get RVs and rental bases. Anybody got a TV show idea? If you know, we're going to bring positive stuff to you.
Not all this whatever, you know. With that being said, y'all, baby, you got a closing remark?
Just want to say stay positive and keep God first in your life, and he's going to take you many, many places, and your dreams and aspirations, they will come true.
Hey, y'all, want to thank y'all for coming to the Greg Shell Show. We're going to be going next week to a one-hour format, so go ahead and get ready for that. Alex, he's going to be our marketing director, and Mr. Matt, we're going to figure out where he's going to fit in so we can get it in. And we got my brother, Chasen Rance. He's a professional wrestler. He's going to be we're going to be talking about our new wrestling show coming to the network. Also, if you got a Christmas show idea, we can get ready for the holiday. Holla! on the Greg Jarrett Show. Go ahead and lock and load right here exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. You can visit us online at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Jarrett Show #3. And you can listen live from your vehicle by simply igniting your Bluetooth device. So we want to thank you again for hanging out with Greg Shell here, coming from Studio A here in beautiful Orlando, Florida. We love you, and peace be with you always. God bless you. You see how I do? Ain't that bad? Now I'm going to do a show because I promised the show. Sure enough. But y'all, wait a minute. Oh, this is how my
the Bluetooth device is ready to pair.
Oh, man, I'm good.
The Bluetooth device is connected successfully.
All right. Thank y'all for hanging out with me for the show. Y'all enjoyed that?